Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love. Getting you up across the Central West.
Pippa Moore.
Good morning, Dubbo and the Central West.
Welcome to Wednesday, gang. How good? Halfway through.
We're nearly there.
It's flying.
Wednesday's always hump day. Whether you're doing a 5-day week or a 4-day week, we all consider Wednesday the hump day.
It's great. It's fantastic. I went home and made a casserole yesterday afternoon.
Very nice.
Just a lamb ragu.
Perfect for this weather. It's cold. You want like a nice hearty sort of meal like that.
Yes. Well, my Instagram feed is just continually filling up with people starting to make soups and slow cooked meals and casseroles, and I'm feeling like that's the thing that I'm meant to be doing at this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, speaking of Instagram and social media, you were actually telling me off air yesterday that, you know, you have this photo of you and Farmer Lewis.
Yes.
You haven't put any photos of you and Farmer Lewis on your Instagram or your Facebook.
No.
But you were telling me you were ready to do it today. You were about to take that step.
I was a bit nervous.
How did it go?
Oh, look, it went quite well.
Yeah?
I think people gave us good feedback. I think people might be a bit excited about our relationship, Mark.
How many likes are we looking at?
Oh, look, let's just pull it up here, shall we? You've caught me off guard.
Because you waited until peak time. Now, there is a peak social media time. If you want max amount of likes, you post it at a certain time. And
look,
what time did you post
it? 6:30 last night.
Nice. People are eating dinner, avoiding conversations with their other halfway
on
the phone.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Being incredibly antisocial. Mm-hmm. Instagram's got 109.
Wow.
Gee, that's nice, isn't it?
Nice.
Oh, that's a bit of positive feedback. I think people must be happy for us.
And what about your Facebook
as well?
Let's
have a look on the FB. Let's just bear with me while I pull this up.
That's the one with like your grandmother, your aunts and uncles on that social media.
Oh, but ding dong. We're up to 120.
Whoa.
Wow.
120 plus 109.
Goodness me. Well, I guess we better stay together now.
Oh, yeah. You are pretty much the Harry and Meghan of the Central West.
I'll accept that.
Yeah?
I'll take that. We're a couple for the people, Mark. Happy to be here.
We've got a big show today because we're talking to Stephen Fenwick from
Tech Guide. We are. And we're also going to be joined by someone from Dubbo Dermatology, Dr. Seba, after a new news article has been released about blokes and getting their skin checked for skin cancer. So that's going to be a great chat.
Yeah, very important. And of course, $1,000 worth in Alpha Bucks. And stay tuned because at 6:30, we give away the first 5 answers for Alpha Bucks.
We do. But we're going to kick off the show with prizes up next.
We always do, right after Shawn Mendes, In My Blood. The latest from Shawn Mendes, In My Blood, Dubbo in the Central West, number one, hit 93.5. It's the Pippa and Jimmy Show. Mike here filling in for Jimmy this week. It's 6:10 and we do it thanks to McCafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee.
And Mike, we always love to kick off the show with prizes.
We do.
And this week we're bringing back a crowd favourite thanks to the Milestone Hotel. You can book your next event at the venue that's miles above the rest, the Milestone Hotel. It's Pippa and Jimmy's pub anthem.
We all love a pub anthem.
Yes.
You know, whenever you go to the pub on a Friday or Saturday, it doesn't even have to be on a weekend.
It could be tonight.
Yeah. If the jukebox is on, that sounds really dated, but if the jukebox is on.
Pubs still have jukeboxes.
You know, you're going to hear the classics.
Yes, that's right.
The ones that will get the entire bar up on their feet and yelling the lyrics.
Yes. So we're going to play you a snippet of an iconic pub anthem. Mm-hmm. And if you're the first person to call through on 13, 12, 16 who can correctly guess the song and artist, we're sending you to the Milestone Hotel with a voucher.
Yes.
Let's take a listen to today's pub anthem.
I get knocked down.
We're going to play it.
Okay, well, I think that was generous, Mark.
Look, I think you would get it after the repeated chorus.
Yes. 13, 12, 16. First person to call through with the name and artist of that pub anthem, we're sending you to the pub.
Not quite a pub anthem, this one, but it's one out of R&B Friday.
Oh, yes.
From 2003, Beyonce, Naughty Girl, 13, 12, 16. Tops of 19 degrees today for the slopes and plains. It's the Pippa and Jimmy show with Mike filling in for Jimmy this week.
It's Pippa and Jimmy's pub anthems, all thanks to the Milestone Hotel. You can book your next event at the venue that's miles above the rest of the Milestone Hotel. We've got Macca on the line on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Macca.
How are you going?
Yeah, pretty well, Macca. Having a good morning so far?
Yeah, not too bad.
It's all right. Mate, we're doing pub anthems. Take a listen to this iconic pub anthem and let us know if you think you know who sings it. I get knocked down. Go on, Macca. Who do you reckon that's by?
Top Thumping.
Yes, it would be correct. Are you a fan of that song, Macca?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah, I always you got to shout those lyrics.
You do. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Macca, you got to scream at me out.
You do indeed. You are off to the Milestone Hotel with a voucher, Macca. Congratulations. Really hope you enjoy that one.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Okay, cheers.
Now, Mike, coming up next in your top news headlines,
yes.
A fast food restaurant mm-hmm. has started charging their customers to use their toilets.
Now, that's just not on.
Mm.
Not on. Okay.
I'm going to tell you about it next in top news headlines.
24 minutes past six. It's Hit 93.5. Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in this week.
And, Mike, right now it's time for your top news headlines somewhere in the world.
Yes.
First top news headline this morning, an Australian fast food restaurant mm-hmm. up in Queensland north of the border has come into some controversy after they are demanding their diners to make a purchase in order to use their bathroom.
Oh, look, I'm not happy about that because sometimes you do get the feel like is it like a like one like in the heart of the city, like in a heart like party area, sort of like a King's Cross area of like.
Well, basically, I think it's in quite a busy area. They just want to avoid people just walking into the store to use the toilet. Mm-hmm. So basically, you make your purchase and you order your food. And then when they print you your receipt to collect your food, there's a code at the bottom of the receipt. And that code is the code that you need to punch in order to access the toilet door.
So all you need to do is purchase it once, keep the receipt, type the code into your phone, and then never have to purchase again.
Ooh, I don't know how long the code's valid for, but that's an interesting way around that.
You got to be thrifty somehow.
Yes. So people are outraged about this, Mike.
I would be too. I mean, you do get some fast food restaurants, especially in towns around like party areas, around nightclubs and stuff,
mm-hmm.
where people use those toilets and they get horrendous.
Yes.
So I do understand it. It's not great, especially if you're like one of the innocent ones who just genuinely needs to go and not going to do anything wrong.
If you got to go, you got to go. That's it. Second top news headline somewhere in the world. A mum has invited a friend to stay at her home only to realise that the friend ended up reviewing her home on Facebook as if it was a hotel.
Sounds like my mum.
And didn't give it a 5-star review,
oh,
Mike.
Oh, no.
No. She only gave her friend's home 2 stars, criticising the breakfast as underwhelming and the Wi-Fi speed as poor.
Oh, no.
So if it was just look, help yourself, get up and make your toast in the morning, she obviously wasn't very impressed with that. She obviously expected a full eggs Benny.
If the internet speed is poor, then they've clearly just joined the NBN.
Yeah. Like, zing.
Political.
Third top news headline somewhere in the world. At sports matches, lots of things can invade the field or the pitch.
Yeah.
And usually they're unwelcome, e.g.
nudie runs.
Streakers and the like. But there was a soccer game that was playing over in, somewhere in Europe. Jimmy, you probably know where it was.
Somewhere in Europe. They play that sport.
When bees descended on the pitch. Bees.
Wow.
26 minutes into the game, players and officials hit the ground all in unison, leaving them lying on the ground for about half a minute as this, I don't know what a group of bees is called, a flock, a swarm.
It's thank a swarm you, Mike. Of bees.
A swarm of bees flew onto the field and they had to wait for them to pass.
So what do? They all just
hit the deck.
Well, that's not unusual for soccer players. They hit the deck all the time.
So thankfully, no one was hurt. Awkward if you have a terrible bee allergy.
Yes, I'm sure that one person on the team was really, really scared.
Yes, where's my EpiPen?
Exactly.
Needing to have it close by
Mom,
at all hands.
Mom, bring the EpiPen.
They're your top news headlines somewhere in the world.
Let's go.
Thanks to McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. It's Pippa and Jimmy. You got 93.5.
Good morning.
Morning, team. Welcome to Wednesday, 6:35.
Correct.
And Mike, it is time to give away the first five answers to Alpha Bucks. It is Dubbo and the Central West's favourite radio competition. All thanks to Leading Edge Computers, Dubbo for everything Apple, Microsoft and more.
Yeah.
It's happening at 8.
Yeah, happening at 8. So we're about to give away the first five answers.
Yes.
So get out like a pen and paper really quickly.
Right.
And then stand by your phones around 8 o'clock.
Absolutely. The letter for Alpha Bucks today is the letter H. Mm-hmm. Do you say H or H?
It depends. Mm. It really depends. Because I've grown up on so much like American TV,
yep.
my pronunciation of words is so varied.
Okay,
it's well, just all over
start
the place.
Calling your
it's
mom,
wrong.
Mom.
That's what I definitely
I
don't
have a
do.
Juice box.
Okay.
The letter today is the letter H. H for hotel. You need to name a TV show. You could say Home and Away, a brand of motorbike, which is Harley Davidson. One side of a coin is heads. Something you can wear, a hat, and the name of this radio station, We Are Hit.
I would be very upset if someone got that wrong.
Yes, well, it'll be hard to do. Yeah. So there you go. You're halfway to $1,000, gang.
Yes. So stand by. 8 o'clock is when your cuticle is 13, mm-hmm. 12, 16 for Hit 93.5's Alpha Bucks. And Pippa, beers, boobs and balls coming up.
Yes. Maroons coach Kevin Walters has revealed what he believes is Queensland's secret weapon.
Oh.
And the key to them winning game 2 of State of Origin this year. I'm going to tell you about it next.
All right.
Come on.
Sports, 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 sports.
Beer, boobs, balls.
Well, Mike, Kevin Walters, mm-hmm. Queensland Maroons State of Origin coach, has revealed that young gun Kalen Ponga from the Newcastle Knights could be the missing link that Queensland needs in order to regain some victory in this year's State of Origin series.
Bad news for the New South Wales supporters.
Mm, take a listen to Kevy chatting to NRL 360 or Fox Sports, talking about how Kalen Ponga could be getting the call up for game 2.
Look, obviously his name has been, well, since the opening rounds, really, everyone's been throwing up his name to play Origin. And we're the selectors, myself, Dean, and, Lockie and Gino, certainly aware of his ability. It's just a matter of when the right time is to blood him. Is it in game 2? Well, it could very well be, but we'll just take our time over the next 4 or 5 days. We don't have to announce the team until Monday. But I can assure everyone, all those Queenslanders out there, that he's very much in the picture for game 2.
Mm, watch mm-hmm. this space.
Yeah, absolutely. Heading over to some AFL news, mm-hmm. and surgery is set to end the Collingwood Magpies' Daniel Wells AFL season.
Oh, no. What's he done?
Yeah, he's done his foot.
Done a foot. What's that? I did my foot.
Which is the scientific term for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In the second quarter of the Pies' Queen's Birthday match and their win over Melbourne, Daniel Wells got caught up in a tackle. As I said, did his foot. And it looks like it will need surgery, and that surgery will rule him out for the rest of this season.
That's very sad.
Which is unfortunate.
Done a foot.
I've done a foot before.
Have you?
I have done a foot.
Nasty.
It really is
Did it nearly end your career? Working at Woolworths or Spotlight?
It ended my career before it started.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, Mark.
It's okay.
Quick bit of other NRL news. Obviously, the top job for Cricket Australia is currently up for grabs after the Cricket Australia boss James Sutherland mm-hmm. has, sort of stepped down. But NRL Chief Executive Todd Greenberg has ruled out taking over the job, mm-hmm. declaring that he still has unfinished business in rugby league. So okay. any speculation there that maybe Todd Greenberg would be jumping ship over to cricket? it's not happening.
Yeah, okay.
So according to reports.
So just stop talking about it, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop it.
That's right.
It's not happening.
Mm.
Now, it's some boxing news.
Oh.
So the wheels are in motion for a Jeff Horn and Anthony Mundine super fight.
Wow.
Yeah, so Johnny Lewis, one of the most respected men in Australian boxing, mm-hmm. has given a ringing endorsement to the
right.
proposed Jeff Horn-Anthony Mundine
wow.
fight as negotiations step up for a showdown at Brisbane Suncorp Stadium in November.
My goodness.
Yes, so discussions have a fixed time frame and a junior middleweight limit of 70 kilos.
Okay.
So Jeff Horn and Anthony Mundine. Now, Jeff Horn rose to fame. Would have been last year, I think it was.
Right.
He, I want to say, was it Manny Pacquiao or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
He defeated him and it was a controversial yep. decision.
Oh, was it? Okay.
But Jeff Horn won. And
right.
So now Jeff Horn's basically this newer name
yes.
in boxing. Taking on like the mainstay of Anthony Mundine.
Mm.
Can't remember even the last time Anthony Mundine fought.
I was going to say, is he even still fighting? Is he in retirement?
He might be. It's been a while, but I'd be interested to see it. I go to a pub to watch it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's beers, boobs and balls.
Yes. Now, coming up after we play a bit of Fallout Boy, Pippa.
Oh, yes.
So, you know how you lose something? You
yep.
know, you might misplace a phone, your sunglasses,
yep.
whatever it is. Have we ever lost a porch?
As in like a front porch?
As in like a front veranda
like a front veranda?
Sort of yeah.
Can't say I have.
Okay, well, somebody has.
Okay.
In America. I'm going to tell
right.
you how and why that happened after Fallout Boy.
Great.
Thanks for the memories. Hit 93.5. Full Out Boy, thanks for the memories out of 2007. Dubbo in the Central West, number one, hit 93.5. It's the Pippa and Jimmy Show. Mike here filling in for Jimmy this week. I'm hanging out with Pippa. And Pippa, so I was telling you just before we went into that song there
yes.
that someone like misplaced their porch.
Pray tell, how
yeah.
on earth does one misplace their front veranda situation?
So it wasn't so much misplaced as it was stolen. Which is even more confusing, right? How
does
do you steal a porch?
Steal a porch.
Well, so Antonio Silva, a 22-year-old man out of Detroit in
uh-huh.
the US,
yep.
he was living in a house just for a couple of months,
uh-huh.
and he took one step into midair and found himself laying in the dirt where his porch once used to be.
So this bloke's gone out the front door of the morning,
yep.
like to have a smoke or something, or
that's
to get
actually
the paper.
What he was doing,
right? Just yep. have his morning ciggy, goes out to step. Onto his veranda and then falls, what, 5-10 feet into a pile of mud?
Yeah, around 2 metres. Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, so apparently he says he's not sure who took it.
Right.
But he suspects that it was his crazy ex-girlfriend that stole my porch because I threw a house party that Friday night and she wasn't invited.
Oh, rude.
Yes.
Well, best way to get back at your ex, just cut off their front veranda and take that away from them.
Exactly. You can see a picture of it here, Pippa.
Oh,
like,
my
it's,
word.
Like,
that's
it's
quite a drop.
It's one of those things where you're like, you kind of walk out the stuff and then there's a little staircase
yes.
where it normally would be. But it's just gone. It's just all gone.
She would have needed like a tow truck or something to try and get rid of all that. How would she have dismantled that in the middle of the night and him not heard it?
She must have needed help.
Yes.
Like, so there's an accomplice out there.
She would have got a posse of gal pals who were, you know, hating on the ex-boyfriend, being like, yeah, he's such a so-and-so, let's get back at him, let's dismantle his porch.
Yeah, right? So he's not living there anymore because, well, his porch is gone.
Yes.
So just a word of advice to everyone out there. A, invite whoever you can to house parties. Should you have them because you don't want people stealing your porch.
Exactly.
And also, two, just keep an eye on your porch.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I mean, you know, the times we live in, Mike, you think you're safe.
Before you know it, you'll see the porch up in, up in cash converters before you know it.
Exactly.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
You are fake news.
It is the fake news segment, and Mike, I am going to attempt to foil you again today
by
delivering you one news story that is real
mm-hmm.
and one that is completely fake.
I swear I thought I had it yesterday.
And I didn't.
I think, because I'm still learning to read you.
It is tricky. And the thing is, I'm a terrible liar.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Jimmy Love, who could lie his way out of a paper bag while wrapped in cling wrap.
I'm worried about all the stuff he said to me. Now I'm thinking that they all could have been lies. Who knows?
I know. Who does know? So, Mike, here's how it works. I'm going to deliver you two news headlines. One is real, one is fake that I've completely made up.
Yep.
And you've got 30 seconds to ask me any questions you like about them.
Uh-huh.
And then you need to lock in which story you think is fake news. Are you ready to go?
I think I am. My weakness is the questions that I'll ask.
Okay,
so
that's all right.
I hope I can think of. So I've only got 30 seconds as well, so
I believe in you.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Hit
here
me
we
with
go.
The stories.
First news headline this morning: Kim Jong-un, mm-hmm. who's currently in Singapore meeting with Donald Trump,
yes,
has reportedly taken his own toilet with him.
Okay. Right.
Okay. That's your first news headline.
Yep. Got it.
Second news headline. A couple has had to fork out thousands of dollars after their hire car has rolled down a hill and off the side of a cliff while on holidays.
Oh, gosh. Mm. Okay. All right. Here
we go. There are your two headlines.
Yep.
Your time to ask any questions starts now.
So the toilet, how big is it?
I don't know how big it is, but the portable device has apparently been taken along because... there are some people that are really determined sewer divers.
Okay, right. So, and the car,
yep.
There is. So, obviously, they weren't not in the car when it went off the cliff.
No, they were at a tourist attraction.
Okay, and where did it happen?
In Ireland.
In Ireland, there are a lot of cliffs in Ireland.
Yes, they're on a hill, rolled down.
What was it? How much did they have to fork
thousands
out?
Thousands.
Just thousands
of dollars.
Okay, well, time's up. Oh goodness. I can't read you. Stop smiling at me.
One of them is true and one of them is completely made up.
I will never underestimate the craziness that is Kim Jong-un.
Mm.
So I think I'm going to say that one is fake news and the island car story is true.
Mike, no.
Oh, no.
The island story is completely made up.
What?
Kim Jong-un's team have taken a toilet for him because apparently there are these weirdos that go down into the sewer divers, and they are trying to get, they're worried about people trying to get insights into the Supreme Leader's stools, his bowel movements. So he has reportedly, according to this report on Sky News, taken his own toilet with him. To the summit.
Because why wouldn't you?
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
I mean, if we all could take our own toilets around with
us.
Exactly.
Wonder if Donald Trump's got his own toilet. Actually, in fact, nobody wants to go anywhere near anything that's come out of his bum, do they?
No. Probably not a good idea.
But listen, couple forking out thousands of dollars in Ireland after their hire car rolled down a hill. That's probably something that will happen to Farmer Lewis and I when we holiday there in August.
I was about to say, you're heading over there. Please be careful.
Thank you. That may end up actually being a true news story, but sadly today it is not.
Look, we'll revisit it in August.
Okay.
We got Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au joining us after the weekend, and he's got some tips about if you're having some complaints with your internet speed.
Yes.
He's going to tell you how you can sort of fix that, what the deal is with
Brilliant.
That.
Brilliant.
So we'll talk to Stephen Fenwick after the weekend.
From techguide.com.au, talking all things tech with Stephen Fenwick.
Stephen, people have not been happy with NBN, and now it looks like finally there's a way for people to give their feedback.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, the finder.com.au, that comparison site, did an interesting survey among nearly 1,000 NBN customers.
Right.
And the feedback wasn't the best. It was nearly, more than a third, 34% said that if they had the option, they'd actually go back to their previous service, which
wow.
is the best endorsement for the National Broadband Network.
No.
A worrying trend there, but there are things you can do. I've got to say that from the feedback I've heard from my readers and listeners that are on the NBN, knowledge is power, and there's a few things that they can do to check what actual service they're on. You can do a speed test to check exactly how fast your connection is. You can even check to see what sort of plan you're on. That's the big sticking point for some people, because we're not used to ordering a speed of our internet connection. Normally, when we get the internet, we just got the internet, so hoping for the best for the speed. A lot of people may not realise they've signed on to maybe slower speed.
Right.
So if you've only signed up for 12 megabits per second, well, it's not going to be as quick as signing up for 50 megabits per second. So contact your ISP, do your homework, and maybe those problems that will are forcing you to think, well, I want out of this, could easily be resolved. And you do have now the freedom with the NBN to actually switch internet service providers, something that wasn't available to us before. Now you can choose whoever you want to be your internet service provider, as long as you find the company that gives you the best speed and the best service.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, it's very important to do the research, it seems. And also, Stephen, tell us about this. Sony have released, like, a new speaker that's also a light show as well. What's that about?
Yeah, this is the new Extra Bass SRS-XB31. This is their Bluetooth speaker. It's waterproof, shockproof, dustproof. Not only does it sound great, but it's also got some lights built into it. There's a line light that goes all the way around the edge of the speaker, as well as a couple of strobes. So not only are you getting the great audio, but this thing also puts on a bit of a light show as well. So you get a bit of eye candy along with your ear candy, so you get an all-round entertainment package there. The device that I reviewed on Tech Guide, $229, and it's got a really good companion app as well, so you can control the equalizer and exactly how you want the lights to perform. You can really dig in deep to get it sounding and looking exactly how you want.
Excellent. Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. You can, of course, read those stories on your website. Thank you, as always, for joining the show.
My pleasure. Talk to you next week.
21 minutes past 7. It's Hit 93.5, the Pippa and Jimmy show. And remember, if you want to win a $100 voucher to spend at Urban Beach, take a guess at Hit 93.5's Jelly Bean Guessing Competition. You can place your guesses at Hit Reception or with the Hit Squad and Pippa. So,
Mark, yes.
I've got some exciting news.
Great.
So, how good's travelling, right?
Love travelling.
But the hard thing to do is deciding where to go. You know, something like, do you want to go to America? Do you want to do Europe? Do you just want to do the UK? What are you thinking, you know?
It's a conundrum.
Especially if you're working out with another half as well.
Oh,
so
yes.
You got to make that, you got to, you know, decide and make a group decision.
You do.
How about just doing everything?
Oh.
Just do the entire world in one hit.
The entire world in one hit, like a round-the-world trip.
Like an around-the-world trip, because that's what they're offering at Viking Cruises. So this has just been released.
Is this an advertisement for Viking Cruises?
I'm trying to see if I can get an endorsement so I can get on there. But what this is, it's incredible, right? So it's the longest cruise journey ever, like in the
ever.
World. Yeah. So this is a around-the-world trip. It's the longest cruise ever. It leaves on August 31st, 2019.
Okay.
It visits 59 countries.
59?
And then you return back on May 2nd, 2020, which is 245 days.
How many months is that?
That's like eight to nine months.
How on earth could people, A, afford to spend this much time on a cruise, get it off work? I don't understand.
I would imagine this is solely for the retirees and the millionaires that literally have nothing else to do.
Surely, surely.
But it leaves from London, arrives back in London, it heads west around the world.
So it literally does an entire loop.
It does a whole loop. You'll do an entire circle in 8 to 9 months visit. And every couple of days you're in a brand new country. There's going to be about 6 stops around Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're going to stop in Townsville, then Brisbane, Sydney, down to Melbourne.
Go down the coast.
Down to Tasmania.
I'm feeling seasick just thinking about this, Mark.
Could you imagine 245 days at sea?
I can think of nothing worse.
To be fair, it's fine for the first few days because the ocean kind of like rocks you to sleep.
Have you been on a cruise?
I have, yes.
Okay.
A couple of cruises.
Right. So talk to me about your cruise experience. Would you do this 245-day cruise?
Look, if someone told me you're going on a cruise around the world for 245 days...
All expenses paid?
All expenses paid, I would do it.
You'd hand in your job resignation?
Pretty much.
But 245 days, how do they have enough? I suppose they're constantly stopping so they can refuel with supplies and you can get off and stuff like that, I suppose.
59 countries, 113 stops along the way. So of those 245 days, 113 of those, you're on land. And you're going around and exploring and that sort of stuff.
Right, okay. See, that's good, yes. I'm dubious of cruises.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd do one.
Oh,
make
really?
Me nervous.
I do enjoy a cruise. The only thing I'm thinking with that one is just the logistics of it all. Like, imagine the different kinds of currency you will need and all that sort of stuff. It would just be too hard.
Too hard.
But if you're interested, $118,000 is the cheapest ticket for one.
Oh, pretty penny.
So you know what? It's fine.
Yes, you know, no worries.
I'll just put my $2 a day away.
I'll take two.
Yeah, it's fine. Trending now at hip.com.au.
Mike, I can't believe that you haven't seen the 90s classic film Clueless.
Look, I feel like I would enjoy it.
You would.
I'm sure I would. It's just one of those films that like passed me by and I just never got around to sitting down and watching it. Like, I know it's on Netflix and I can sit down and watch it, but it's just a matter of not getting around to it.
Put that on your to-do list.
Another
person that hasn't seen it is main star Alicia Silverstone's 7-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And so Alicia decided to take her son along to see the classic, and she was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Take a listen to what happened.
Your son is 7 years old. Have you let him watch it yet?
Well, I wouldn't have, but because it's not appropriate for, I don't think,
really?
Seven.
It's not that bad, other than the creepy thing with your stepbrother.
Spoilers.
I mean, it's not that bad, you're right, but he loved it. But the one thing he took away from it, aside from all the things that I was worried about, was he kept trying to French kiss me afterwards.
Yeah. Oh.
Which was very sweet.
Yeah. And you said, that's not appropriate.
I just was kept my mouth closed. And I just giggled. I mean, like, it's super sweet.
It is super sweet.
Are you worried?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm
it's fine.
On.
He's not doing it anymore.
No, good.
Right.
Good.
But that's what his takeaway was.
That's good. Don't take Donald Trump to see that movie.
No.
Love it.
Oh, a bit of other trending news. Ed Sheeran has just received his very own wax figurine, Madame Tussauds.
Oh, really? Which one? Does it say which Madame Tussauds?
Oh, in London.
Oh, in London.
Yes.
Okay,
yes. The statue comes complete with a rather detailed cat tattoo, apparently he has.
A detailed cat tattoo.
Yes. But so it was unveiled at a special breakfast in London, placing fake Ed in the middle of lots of furry friends. It was held at a cat emporium.
All of this is not... Okay, so the cat emporium for the cat tattoo?
I don't know, but it says the singer's waxwork was unveiled at a special breakfast held at a cat emporium in London, where the fake Ed was placed in the middle of lots of furry friends.
Sure.
Random.
Okay, that's very random. Like, I was going to say, because I've been to a Madame Tussauds with an Ed Sheeran wax sculpture.
Oh, have you?
In it, the one in LA. I found a picture of it.
Yes.
Look, there I am, just hanging out with Ed.
Oh, hi. You and Ed Sheeran.
Just
casually
hanging out, my arm on his shoulder,
oh
like we're just good mates.
He looks so lifelike. Look at his hair.
It's really weird when you go, like, really, like, close up, like eye contact with them, because they do the eyes very well
do
at Madame
they?
Tussauds.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm. Well, he's in a blue, in this one, you've got the one of yours, he's in a blue and black check shirt.
Yes.
Which is the one that he's in at this museum, which is something of a signature look for him, I suppose.
I would say so.
But it's also got a detailed tattoo of an adorable cat on one arm and a ring on his finger. He's also holding a guitar and it'll be
like
on display at London from Tuesday the 19th of June.
Right, okay. Ed Sheeran's popping up all over the world.
I didn't know that there were multiple wax figurines.
Yeah, well, Madame Tussauds, obviously, it's all over the world. There's one in Sydney. I think there's one, I don't know if there's one in Melbourne, but there's one in Sydney, there's one in the Gold Coast, and there's one in LA. There's probably one in New York.
Yeah.
The UK. Those are the proper ones. You don't want to go to the off-market wax museums, because that's when it gets really badly done.
I didn't know that Ed Sheeran had a cat tattoo. I'm just Googling it.
Yeah, that's a good guy. I did not know
Ed Sheeran cat tattoo. Oh, he's got a cat tattoo.
Oh, good.
It's a real thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
The artist didn't just take liberties.
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
there
interesting.
You can check out those stories and more at hit.com.au by clicking on the Scoopla tab.
Yes, exactly.
Now, coming up next, if you're a bloke across Dubbo on the Central West, and you can't remember the last time you had your skin checked, listen up.
Yeah.
because we need a reality check on that.
Yeah, we do.
We are going to be joined by one of the doctors from Dubbo Dermatology with some shocking new evidence about blokes and getting their skin checks next.
Yeah. Bloom with Tove Lo, Say It, Hit 93.5. It's Pippa and Jimmy, 7:41. And we do it thanks to McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington, the new Grand Big Mac at McDonald's, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time.
Mike, last week a new story was released by SBS News and I really wanted to cover off on it, but we ran out of time last week.
Yeah.
But last week a survey released by the Australasian College of Dermatologists has shown that less than one in three men currently consider themselves at high risk of skin cancer.
Okay.
Despite 82% of men surveyed having at least one of the known risk factors being fair hair, skin that burns easily, and spending time outdoors.
Wow, it seems to be like an obvious thing that a lot of people are just for whatever reason like avoiding.
Yes. Mm. Now, I was really shocked when I read this because I'm going out with Farmer Lewis.
Oh, he's on the farm all day.
He is on the farm all day.
It's in his name.
It is. And he's got very fair hair, spends a lot of time outdoors.
Yeah.
This survey also says that 61% of the people surveyed said that they had delayed a doctor's visit despite having skin concerns, while more than a quarter of full-time workers claim to be too busy to have a skin check.
Okay, right.
This is very alarming. And I have it on good authority. I have asked Farmer Lewis to get a skin check a few times because I don't think he can remember the last time he's had one.
Yeah.
And I read this story and I thought, for goodness sake, blokes across Dubbo and the Central West, we need to be picking up our act.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we are joined this morning by Dr. Seba, who is one of the doctors at Dubbo Dermatology. Now, Dr. Seba is a dermatologist. He's graduated with honours from his medical degree. He's got a master's in medicine. He has got a broad interest in dermatology, particularly in skin cancer.
Yep.
He's studied at St. John's Institute of Dermatology in London. He works in Sydney and consults here in Dubbo. He knows what he's talking about, and I wanted to get him to chat to us about this because, Dr. Seba, are these results surprising to you or concerning at all?
It's a little bit surprising because in Australia we're actually quite unique. We're the skin cancer capital of the world.
Yes.
So two out of three Australians will get some form of skin cancer by the time they reach retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually the melanoma capital of the world as well. And that's particularly important for men because men are at slightly higher risk of melanoma.
Right.
And we know that the earlier we pick these up, the better survival is. And that's true for melanoma, but also some of the other types of skin cancer as well.
We are in farming heartland here in Dubbo in the Central West. Dr. Seba, what sort of advice would you be giving to blokes who particularly are working on the land who kind of are taking this she'll be right attitude towards checking their skin and towards skin cancer?
Yes, I mean, that cavalier kind of attitude to health is very Australian, but also particularly true of Australian men.
Mm.
But the thing that I find quite promising, I see farmers all the time at Dubbo Dermatology.
Okay.
And most of them know to wear long sleeves. Most of them are wearing a Cobra hat. They're pretty savvy in terms of the clothing options they choose.
Okay.
The other important thing, which people often don't recall, is to use a sunscreen. So you want something that's an SPF 50 plus sunscreen. It doesn't matter which brand it is. As long as it's SPF 50 plus, it'll give you good protection against UVA and UVB. And the important thing is to regularly reapply it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I definitely acknowledge that it's a nuisance. And that's what a lot of people on the land tell me, you know, it's sticky. It's, you know, it gets caught in my sweat, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's about minimizing that risk of skin cancer because it's definitely a bother to see the doctor to get your skin checked, but it's much more of a bother, you know, should you get something nasty like a skin cancer. So it's, you know, prevention is very much better than a cure.
Absolutely. So it's much better to go through the annoyance of reapplying sunscreen, getting your skin checked every so often, rather than go through the pain of something coming up further down the line.
So it's worthwhile being, you know, proactive in terms of looking after your skin, knowing your moles, and if something changes, if you're worried, seeing your doctor and going from there.
So if a bloke or somebody out there wants to come along and see you, Dr. Seba, or another dermatologist in Dubbo, what are the waiting lists like? Because I think that's another factor at play. A lot of people think they're going to have to wait a long time to get examined.
Well, one of the unique things about Dubbo is we actually have the shortest waiting list of anywhere in New South Wales and possibly Australia, I think.
Wow. Really?
We have quite a few dermatologists that fly in and offer an outreach service. So it's funny, in Dubbo, you're actually much better placed to see a dermatologist than anywhere else in Sydney because the waiting list is pretty much a week or two. We're quite lucky in that way in Dubbo.
Fantastic. Dr. Seba from Dubbo Dermatology, thank you so much for joining the show this morning.
No problems. Thanks for having me.
The number one song in Australia at the moment, 5 seconds of summer, Youngblood. It is 7 minutes to eight on Hit 93.5, the Pippa and Jimmy show.
Yes! Yes!
No!
Yes, no, Mike. Lighting candles during winter just to take the edge off. I'm not joking. I know humans in real life who do this.
That is amazing. You know what? I do love a candle. A candle is quite nice. I
love a candle, especially a scented candle.
Because you can really like make, you know, scented makes the room smell just a bit
aromatic,
nicer.
Aromatic, yes.
But I wouldn't do it for heating purposes.
You wouldn't? When I was share housing in Brisbane, I lived with these housemates and it'd be winter, which arguably is not as cold as winters here in Dubbo.
No.
But they'd light candles in the house because we didn't have a proper heating and they'd go, oh, it just takes the edge off a bit.
Oh, does it? Does it now? Okay, you keep believing that.
Yes. No.
Adding milk to your flavoured milk to make it last longer.
I had not thought of doing that.
Really? I would have thought this would be something that you would be all over.
That's a hack I should have thought of.
It is a good hack, isn't it? I've never done it.
I wouldn't add too much because then you're taking the flavouring completely out of the equation.
You're diluting it a little bit, yes.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of how much you add, you're going to dilute it slightly. Mm. But if you feel like you need like a couple more mouthfuls, a little bit more, then yeah, I'd say absolutely go for it. Pour it in, shake it a bit, and it's good to go.
What's the superior milk flavour?
Oh, don't. That's really okay. Hard.
We
That's
might be
really...
digressing.
Because I'm one of those weird people that when I go to get a milkshake, I get a lime milkshake.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I'm
one of those.
Different.
It's different.
Yes.
No.
Flannelette sheets.
Oh, all over them. They're on my bed at the moment.
Greatest purchase I've ever made in my life.
Seriously, I have these amazing sheets that I have in the summertime.
Yes.
They're so light and they're breathable and they're so good. And then, you know, a couple of months back, right when it started getting cold, swap them over for the flannelette sheets and it's like a hug every night.
It really, there's nothing more delightful than tucking yourself into some flanno sheets, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good.
Heaven.
Oh, and it's so good when they're fresh and you wash them. It's like, oh, fresh flannel.
Amazing. Oh, so good. So good. Right. Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks is coming up.
Yes, your cue to call is mere moments away, gang.
Yeah, so hold off just for the moment because, yep, people are ringing now. Hold off.
Just cool your jets, gang.
Because we're going to tell you when to call in the next minute or so.
Yes.
Okay? Watch out for it.
All thanks to Leading Edge Computers Dubbo for everything Apple, Microsoft and more. It is Dubbo and the Central West's favourite radio competition, Alpha Bucks. And this morning we have Beck on the line. Beck, tell me you heard the clues at 6:30 this morning.
Everybody's going to be very upset with me, but no, I was in a work meeting. I tried to get them. I tried to listen online and stuff, but I couldn't find them.
I'm going to full name you right now, Rebecca. I'm very disappointed in you.
I know, I am too, I am.
People are banging their steering wheels in their cars all across town.
I know, I'm lucky you can't say my last name because everyone will hate me.
That's a rough start, a work meeting at 6:30 in the morning.
That is rough.
I heard you guys say next up we're going to give the clues and then I had my work meeting.
I would have cancelled the meeting.
Or just paused it for two minutes.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, Beck.
We sound like that authority.
I know, don't we all? Now, Beck, you've got 30 seconds. If you can correctly answer 10 questions, all beginning with the letter H, you are going to be walking away with $1,000. Do you think you've got what it takes?
We'll see.
Okay.
All right. So we got 30 seconds locked and loaded. Your letter today is the letter H. H for hotel.
And Beck, your time's going to start at the end of the first question. For $1,000, starting with the letter H, name a TV show.
Pass.
A brand of motorbike.
Honda.
One side of a coin.
Head.
Something you wear.
Hat.
Name of this radio station.
93.5.
Opposite to vertical.
Horizontal.
A famous person.
Harry Styles.
A hobby.
Hammering.
A word ending in D.
Hand.
Oh, Beck. You got stuck on the first one, TV show. I think that's where you came unstuck, girlfriend.
Yep.
You could have said Home and Away, Hawaii 5-0, How I Met Your Mother.
How to Get Away with Murder. There's a lot of them. A lot of them have how in front of it.
They do.
All the good ones.
Yes, exactly. They do.
You missed. We didn't get time to get to song, which you could have had Hello or Hollaback Girl or Happier, or you could have had a bunch of them. But you did very well, though, considering you didn't get the first five questions at the start of the show.
Beck, I think we all know what the moral of this story is. Clues at 6:30 are the key.
No work meeting.
That's right. Cancel it.
No work before
6:30. No work before 6:30 unless you're on the radio.
All right. I'll see how we go tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
You have a great day, Beck. Thanks so much for calling. Now, Mike, we've got to get to the Konski Wake Up, Shake Up. And then up next, it is the debate that has divided the internet.
The debates always divide the internet.
The globe.
Like, tensions are rising on this
one. Oh, the globe's been split in two.
We'll do it after DJ Konski.
Hey, Royal Update.
Well, this time it's not Kate and Wills. It's not Harry and Meghan. It's not even Queen Lizzie that's made headlines after the long weekend birthday celebrations that she had. No. It's 1 4-year-old Prince George.
Isn't he 4 already?
4 years old.
Oh, he's growing up so fast.
And at the tender age of 4, Prince George has made global headlines after over the weekend the royal family was spotted enjoying some downtime as they watched Prince William play at the Maserati Royal Charity Polo Trophy at the Beaufort Polo Club.
Is that the most royal thing I've ever heard
of
in my life?
Isn't it just? Yes. You have to say it like the Maserati Royal Charity Polo Trophy at Beaufort Polo Club.
Because of course, yes.
Such fun. Now, Prince George has been spotted playing with his sister and Kate Middleton, Princess Kate, watching on, sitting with them, enjoying some downtime.
Yep.
And Prince George has been spotted playing with a toy gun.
Yes.
And hasn't the internet exploded?
Right. Yep. You just knew that was going to happen,
right? The globe's divided. People are saying, oh my goodness, this is such an outrage. How can the royal couple be allowing their son to play with such a toy?
Mm-hmm.
And the other half's going, can everyone just calm down?
Mm-hmm. And what side of the fence are you lying on?
Oh, I think everybody needs to just relax. Calm down. It's not a big deal. It's a toy gun. Mm. It doesn't mean that he's going to grow up to be a criminal or a murderer or a violent human.
Yes.
What do you think?
See, I'm of two sides of it.
It's very similar to whenever
a horrible shooting or stuff happens in the US and they blame violent video games.
Yes.
And, you know, violent video games causes all this. Like, but no, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Mm.
And I'm always on that side of the fence on that situation. But with this, I don't know. I don't know why I feel conflicted this time. I think it's because this time it's not like on a screen and it's not, you know, this is
a tactile object.
You're holding it, you're pretending to use it, that sort of thing. So, I mean, it's a little bit different, but it's in the same sort of ballpark.
Mm.
I'm looking at the pictures now, and it is just a toy sort of.
Yes.
Just a little toy, you know, he's not cowboy, pointing cowboys
it
at, and Indians.
It's cowboys and Indians. He's not pointing it at people.
He is pointing it at. He's pointing it at the polo players.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, look, people are saying, someone on Twitter said this is completely tone deaf of Kate to give Prince George a toy gun. Doesn't she read the papers in her own country with all the gun deaths? Americans in particular are very upset about it. But the thing is, if you look at Prince George, he really has shown a keen interest in the police.
Yep.
During a visit to Finland last November, Prince William met with Santa in Helsinki and presented him with George's Christmas wish list, which only had one request, a toy police car.
Right.
So in a reception in March celebrating the Metropolitan Police, one officer joked that William's children could join the police cadet as well. So, and he does really like the police. So we know that this is something that he loves.
Yeah.
But on 13, 12, 16, we're going to open up the can of worms, Mike.
We always do, yep.
13, 12, 16.
kids playing with toy guns. Mm. Is it okay?
Because, I mean, I'm seeing a quote here from a parenting expert who says, I understand why gunplay worries parents.
Mm-hmm.
However, research shows that any aggression demonstrated while engaging in war play is not carried over into real life, i.e. kids who play with guns become no more violent than those who don't.
Well, there you go.
And there's a parenting expert saying that.
But, okay. Well, yeah. We're not parenting experts.
Nor are we parents.
But we're happy to hear from parents or anyone mm-hmm. who would like to give us a call right now on 13 12 16. We're asking kids playing with toy guns, mm-hmm. is it okay? And we'll take your calls next.
Yeah.
Well, the internet's exploded and our phone lines have exploded mm-hmm. after Prince George has been photographed playing with a toy gun over the weekend while watching the Royal Polo. We're asking on 13, 12, 16, kids playing with toy guns, is it okay? I seem to think that it's completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you're a bit on the fence with this one.
Like, I wouldn't say like, no, don't even stop toy guns. I'm not on that side of the fence. I'm not over on that side mm-hmm. because like whenever it's a violent video game, I'm always like, but it doesn't, you know, cause that sort of violent sort of thing. It just feels a little bit different just because it is, you're holding the actual item. But I'm not saying that like it's absolutely abhorrent and they're bad parents. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Oh, look, if a parent can let their child play Fortnite but mm-hmm. then turn around and be outraged about them holding a toy gun, I think that's the pot calling the kettle black.
That's
to
exactly.
quite honest with you.
Right, yeah.
Let's open up the phone lines, 13, 12, 16. Lisa, kids playing with toy guns, is it okay?
Absolutely. I think it's blown completely out of proportion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you let your kids play with toy guns?
I do. I've got two boys, 4 and 7, and they play with absolutely everything, including guns.
And do you think that at any point them playing with a toy gun is going to affect the people that they're going to grow into being?
No. I mean, you know, I'm obviously an adult and... Lots of my adult friends played with guns when they were kids and there's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Like, the toy guns, like, this is not anything new.
Mm.
This is, like, a staple of any sort of toy store.
No,
like,
yes.
It's just going to keep... It's just... this one thing that's probably not going to go away anytime soon.
I tend to think that if your kid's playing with toy guns, I don't think that's going to be the defining factor mm-hmm. as to whether or not that person's going to grow up to necessarily commit any illegal activity. Have we got Hayden on the line?
We don't.
No, okay.
No,
all right.
Sorry.
Well, Hayden called. Hayden
had a bad line, unfortunately.
Hayden, thanks so much for your call. Look, we're really happy to continue taking your calls on this one on 13, 12, 16. Let us know your thoughts on kids playing with toy guns. And Mike, this Friday, it's the Makita Trade Day at Brennan's Mitre 10.
Yes, it is. And it's all for Gimme Five for Kids.
It is.
And that helps the children's ward at Dubbo Base Hospital. And there's a lot going down there that day.
There is.
There's going to be it's free barbecue mm-hmm. as well, some free chocolate milk.
Oh,
too.
Great.
So, you know, if you have the kids and you need to head on down to the hardware store, absolutely.
Perfect. Get a chocky milk while you're there.
Mm, there's also going to be some giveaways, some raffles throughout the day.
Yes.
And the Hit Squad's going to be there from 7 a.m.
And every single cent that we raise all goes directly to the children's ward at the Dubbo Base Hospital, helping to support sick kids of the Central West.
Yes.
So it's a fantastic cause to get behind all throughout the month of June.
Mm, and anytime, giveme5forkids.com.au, you can donate and really help make a difference for some kids' lives who, when they need it most, when they're in hospital.
Absolutely, yes. Right, we're going to jump to a quick ad break and news, and then coming up next in Trending Now, who has Justin Bieber been spotted getting cozy with?
Oh, what?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's find out
afterwards. Could there be romance on the horizon?
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Well, I thought that Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez were back on.
No, I thought that ended a while ago as well, like for the second time, I
mean. Yes, I thought they were back on, but maybe they're not because Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin have been spotted getting cozy in Florida over the weekend.
Which one's Hailey Baldwin?
Hailey Baldwin, they've gone out before and they split up in 2016. Hailey Baldwin's been rumoured to be floating around with Shawn Mendes.
Okay,
the
right.
Singer, yes. But in one picture, they're, you know, just on a balcony, getting cozy, helping dry each other off after a swim, going to a nightclub,
just
holding
holding hands even.
Just standard celebrity
couple things. Exactly.
Oh, okay, right.
So I didn't realise that that was maybe a thing.
I didn't know that either. Because, I mean, because Selena Gomez just put out her music video for Back to You.
Yes.
And it's got someone who is similar to Justin Bieber in like, aesthetic. But but that video is kind of like, it's like she's using that as like a mistake. So I thought that was meant that they're no longer together.
Oh,
so I think
right.
That's okay. Starting to make sense now that he's with someone else. And okay.
Well, I don't know what's happening.
It's
really
all confusing.
It's very confusing.
You know what would be helpful? If celebrities had open Facebooks with relationship statuses,
that would be great, wouldn't it?
So helpful.
Yes, we'd all appreciate that. Somebody that has been very open about their relationship is Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Did you know that she is engaged?
I didn't know she was engaged. I thought she was just dating
Pete Davidson.
Yes, Pete Davidson. That's his name.
Well, they've been going out for about 5 seconds and they're engaged. Page Six has confirmed the impending nuptials.
Wow. Do they have the length of time that they have been together?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a mistake.
Ah, well, they publicly confirmed their relationship on the 30th of May with Harry Potter themed photos. And then a couple of days later, apparently they got matching tattoos. Mm-hmm. They've since flaunted their love on social media, sharing photos, and now she can be seen to be wearing what appears to be an engagement ring.
So they've gone flaunting on social media. They've basically spammed their social media. They've gotten tattoos together.
Yes.
They're engaged all after 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I swear, 15-year-olds make better decisions. Oh, my goodness. What are you doing?
Oh, dear.
Oh, not good. I don't think that's going to work out. I feel like we're going to be revisiting this in about 5 or 6 months. They've ended their engagement.
It's all imploded.
And Ariana's deleted all images of him off her Instagram.
In terribly dramatic fashion.
It's just going to happen. We know the cycle by now.
Well, you can see it for yourself at hit.com.au by clicking on the Scoopla tab.
Yes.
You can decide for yourself.
Decide for yourself if it's a bad idea.
True love, maybe.
Now, after this, Pippa, we are talking about some like hippie home remedies, you
know?
Yes.
Because cold and flu season is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking unconventional ways to keep the germs away.
Yeah, you can get your handy hints after Taylor Swift.
Mike, cold and flu season is officially upon us.
Oh, it's been with us for a few weeks now.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are getting sick left, right and centre, dropping like flies. I hate this time of year.
It's not great. I mean, I only love this time of year because I get to snuggle up in blankets and warm clothes and stuff like that.
For me, I'm just like, germs are everywhere. Yuck. Get them away from me.
Yeah.
I become a bit of a germaphobe.
Oh, so have you got the portable hand
sanitizer? Yes, I'm doing it all because I don't enjoy. Nobody enjoys getting sick.
No one enjoys it.
No. And you've got it's the time of year where people start taking all of these weird and wonderful preventative measures.
Yeah, that's true.
There's the stuff that your GP prescribes, such as your flu vaccination, your quadril cold and flu, rest, plenty of fluids, you know, the stock
the
standard
basic
stuff. But I'm finding more and more that people have got all these unconventional sort of hippie home remedies that they're trying.
Okay, right. Like what?
Well, Victoria, our promotions manager, she came back from the long weekend. I said, "How was your long weekend?" She said, "Oh, I got a cold. I got really sick on Friday afternoon."
It's really annoying that happens on a long weekend.
So annoying, the worst. But she said, "Oh, I kicked it within 2 days." I said, "What did you do?" And she said, "Well, I rubbed olive oil and chili on my feet every couple of hours.
Right.
I had the diffuser going at home. I was drinking apple cider vinegar and I had a bath with baking powder."
Okay.
Yes. And she said all of these things that I did, these home remedies, she said, that's what kicked it.
That's interesting.
Do you have any hippie home remedies that you use?
I know whenever I get like a sore throat or like I lose my voice, I rely on either like hot blackcurrant.
Hot blackcurrant juice?
Yeah, so like, you know, you get the diluted stuff and then you dilute it with water and then you put it in the microwave and, you know, it warms up the water.
Yeah, right.
So I have that and if it's really bad, I go to the full-on stuff. Apple cider vinegar, honey, and hot water mixed together.
And you drink
it. And I drink it. And, like, it doesn't cure it straight away, but I can feel it doing things.
Really? Mm. So they're your hippie home remedies.
That's my... I don't have many, but that's my one hippie home remedy.
Do you do the thing with, like, Vicks on your feet or anything like that?
I'm just learning about this feet stuff.
I know.
I did not realise feet was the cure to all ailments.
Well, I didn't know this until recently either, but essential oils are my hippie home remedy go-to.
Okay,
if I start to feel under the weather, I'm rubbing essential oils on the soles of my feet, on my back, when I can feel when I'm getting sick, a particular part of my back starts to hurt.
Right, okay.
So I rub it on there. Essential oils, I get my diffuser out as well.
Okay.
So what are on 13, 12, 16? I reckon everybody's got one.
Mm-hmm.
What's your hippie home remedy?
Yes.
Your cure for your ailment.
Because this is a good community service announcement.
It's great. I think we could all come away learning something.
Yeah.
Maybe we could all beat the winter lurgies together.
We'll be the healthiest Dubbo we've ever had.
Yes. Give us a call and let us know what your go-to cure-all is.
13, 12, 16. Kings of Leon now on hit. Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire. 12 minutes to 9 on Hit 93.5, the Pippa and Jimmy Show. And we do it thanks to McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington. The new Grand Big Mac at McDonald's, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.
Mike, we're talking hippie home remedies for cold and flu season. Everybody's got one. Our promotions manager, Victoria, she fell ill over the weekend, but she beat it very quickly by drinking apple cider vinegar, having a bath in baking powder, and rubbing olive oil and chili on her feet.
Which sounds like an eclectic group of just weird stuff.
And herbs and spices.
Hey, the 11 secret.
Yes. You've got one. You drink hot blackcurrant. I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah, hot blackcurrant if I have a really bad sore throat.
Okay.
Rather than like continuously going on lozenges and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking hot, anything warm is quite good.
Okay.
Hot blackcurrant, or if it's really, I really need it done quickly. Yep. Hot water with honey melted into it with apple cider vinegar stirred together, and that's my drink.
Yeah, we're asking on 13, 12, 16, what's your hippie home remedy? Crystal, what's yours?
I don't know whether it works, but I've been told if you cut an onion in half and just place it in the room of someone that's got a cough, they wake up and the cough is gone.
Oh, what? I've heard this one. Apparently, isn't the onion meant to suck up all the germs or something, Crystal?
It's supposed to. I've tried it, but whether or not it be coincidence, you could say it worked, but I haven't tried and tested it enough.
I see. Okay.
I've never heard of that one.
Yes,
that's new to
cutting
me.
Cutting up an onion.
Okay.
Crystal.
Otherwise, you just got the standard Vicks on the feet with socks and stuff. So.
Oh, you do that one, do you?
I was going to say, when you've got kids, it's always good to have these up your sleeve.
Yeah, right.
I haven't ever done Vicks on the feet. I tend to go for essential oils on mine.
Oh, okay.
That's my hippie home remedy.
A bit more organic.
I was very sceptical about essential oils, but I've used them. I'm convinced that's my hippie home remedy.
Right.
Convinced they work. Mm. Pete, what's your hippie home remedy?
Well, the old girl just reckons lemon and lime.
Lemon and lime. Drinking it, rubbing it on yourself, squirting it in your eye. How does it work?
Just scull on that bad boy.
Yeah, right. Together, separately?
Together.
Together, in water.
Yep.
And it just fixes anything. Is it a cure-all?
Oh, I don't know about anything, but...
Have you tried it?
It does something.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
And does it work?
Yeah, it does.
Right. Mm,
okay,
so
that's just like you like the common cold sort of thing, like a blocked nose?
Yeah.
You could probably put a bit of rum or tequila or something in it, make yourself a nice cocktail.
You want to do it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Thank you, Pete, for that.
Sometimes a shot of hard liquor is good for, well, I heard back in the day, like in our grandparents' day, a shot of hard liquor was good if, like, you
toothache,
you know.
I've heard.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, I've heard, like, whiskey or something, like, rubbed in, like, a toothache. Okay.
I'm fascinated by these cure-alls.
I know. The pharmacy will never tell you about these.
No, absolutely not. You can't buy these on the shelf.
Brand new to Hit 93.5, James Arthur's You Deserve Better, Hit 93.5. It's just about to hit 9 o'clock. Pippa and Jimmy, how are you doing?
Mike, yes, what a show we have had this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked all things from hippie home remedies to...
Learned a bit there.
We did, yes, to the controversy that's sweeping the internet with
Prince George being photographed playing with a toy gun.
Oh, goodness, yes. Did that cause a stir?
Yes. We were asking on 13, 12, 16, kids playing with toy guns. Do you think it's okay? Hayden wanted to call up and have his say. Hayden?
I reckon it's great. He's surrounded by guns. Everyone around that place has got a gun or a rifle.
So you think it's okay?
I reckon it's fantastic. He's a normal kid playing with a toy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you don't think there's anything wrong with this or that it's going to affect the person that he's going to become in any way?
Not at all. I don't think that playing with a toy plastic gun, when the poor kid's surrounded by rifles and guns his whole life, he should know what they are.
That's a good point because, I mean, I thank you, Hayden, for giving us a call. You have to sort of introduce what the concept of a gun, like you can't keep kids totally in the dark.
Oh, it's a juggling act, isn't it, Mike?
It is. It's why parenting, not sure if it's for me.
Hey, look, thanks so much, everyone, for all of your calls and input on that. We loved having you on the show. Always love getting your opinions on air. Tomorrow.
Big show.
Yes. Movie analyst Shane A. Bassett.
Yep. Joseph Maroon as well.
Anthony Maroon.
Joseph Maroon.
That's
I don't know who Joseph Maroon is. Anthony Maroon. Yeah. Apologies
That's
to Anthony.
That's okay. That's all right.
I'm so sorry, Anthony.
He's got all your footy fever tips.
Yes. Yes, so if you're in a tipping competition, it'd be perfect. And also, big announcement out of 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, you're going to want to be listening, another world-famous rooftop.
Oh, another one.
We've had Katy Perry in the past. We've had Pink. It's someone else's turn to take to the rooftop.
Oh,
and we're
going
to reveal who that is at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, I wonder who it's going to be.
There's so many people out there. Like, looking at the playlist, there could be so many. There's so many choices.
We've done Bieber, haven't we?
I think we did. I think we did Bieber a little while ago.
Yes, okay. Oh,
I think we even did Anne-Marie at one point
as
well.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So,
exciting stuff.
Yeah, but yes, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, make sure you're listening because World Famous Rooftop, a new act will be revealed.
Yes, and we are, of course, giving away the first five answers to Alpha Bucks at 6:30.
Make sure you're listening to that, 6:30.
That's right.
And then call 13, 12, 16 at 8 a.m.
Look, there's so much happening tomorrow, guys. You're just going to have to listen to the whole thing.
Just the whole thing.
Six till nine. That's it.
We'll catch you then.
Bye. Bye.